You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric Dionneretti, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 393, covering week 46, November 11th to 17th, 2024. GNU wget 1.25 is released, a program for automating file downloads using HTTP, HTTPS, and FTP/FTPS protocols. The utility supports features such as resuming interrupted downloads, mirroring sites with filtering downloaded data by masks, converting links inside documents, setting cookies, and only updating changed files. The project code is written in C and is distributed on the GPLv3 license. Daniel Stenberg, the author of the CURL project, presented an initiative to support LTS releases, updates with fixes for serious errors and vulnerabilities, which will be published for at least 5 years. The first LTS project announced is the 8.9.x branch, for where a corrective release 8.9.2 has already been formed, with the elimination of two vulnerabilities. Access to LTS updates are provided only to customers who have signed a support agreement. The code of the LTS releases continues to be distributed on the previous CURL license, a variant of MIT, but upon a separate request, you can supply it under a separate commercial license. The funds received will be spent on supporting the project and funding developers. New LTS branches are planned to be formed every 8 to 24 months. Using the LTS branch will allow you to get a stable base, free from the possibility of regressive changes. CacheOS 241110 has been published based on Arch Linux and being developed within the framework of a continuous update delivery model. The distribution is notable for the inclusion of optimizations to improve performance and the ability to install various desktop environments. In addition to the basic KDE-based environment, GNOME, XFCE, i3WM, Wayfire, LXQT, OpenBox, Cinnamon, Cosmic, UKUI, LXDE, Mate, Budgie, Qtile, Hyperland, and Sway are available for installation. Separately supplied are builds for wearable devices with a game mode-style interface and components for computer gamers. The supported file systems are ButterFS, ZFS, EXT4, XFS, and F2FS. The Borer task scheduler is enabled by default, optimized to reduce desktop latency and prioritize interactive processes. The kernel and packages are built with LTO optimizations enabled and instructions available in x86-64v3, x86-64v4, and Zen 4-based processors enabled. The base packages are additionally built with PGO, Profile Guided Optimization, or Bolt, Binary Optimization and Layout Tool, optimizations enabled. The distribution comes with Cache Browser based on Firefox and incorporating security and performance enhancements, as well as patches from the LibreWolf project. The free game engine Luanti 5.10.0 is now available. It allows you to create Minecraft-style games using the Lua API, using various voxel blocks for players to jointly form various structures and buildings that form a semblance of a virtual world. The engine is written in C++ using the Irlikt MT3D library. The code is distributed on the LGPL 2.1 license, and the game assets are licensed under the CCBYSA 3.0 license. DXVK 2.5 is now available, providing an implementation of DirectX graphics infrastructure, Direct3D 8, 9, 10, and 11, running via call translation to the Vulkan API. DXVK requires drivers that support the Vulkan 1.3 API, such as Mesa Rad V24.0, NVIDIA 535.183.01, Intel ANV 24.0, AMD VLK 2024.01.3, AMD GPU/Pro, and NVK 24.1. DXVK can be used to run 3D applications and games on Linux using Wine, serving as a higher performance alternative to Wine's built-in Direct3D implementations that run on top of OpenGL. Red Hat has released Red Hat Enterprise Linux 10 Beta, and also released Red Hat Enterprise Linux 9.5. Ready-made installation images have been prepared for registered users of the Red Hat customer portal. Repositories with RHEL 10 binary packages are publicly available. Releases are generated for x86-64, S390X, PPC64LE, and ARM64/AR64 architectures. The final release of RHEL 10 is expected in the first half of 2025. The source code of RHEL 10 RPM packages is published for free download. RHEL 9.5 packages are not placed in the public repository git.centos.org and are provided to the company's clients only through a closed section of the site, which has a user agreement prohibiting the redistribution of data, which does not allow using these packages to create derivative distributions. RHEL 9.5 sources remain available in the CentOS Stream repository, but it is completely out of sync with RHEL, and the latest versions of packages do not always match those in RHEL. Rocky Linux, Oracle, and SUSE reproduce the source code of RHEL release RPM packages as part of the OpenELA project. The developers of the Debian Junior Project, developing opportunities for children using the Debian GNU/Linux distribution, announced the formation of Live Builds containing a user environment optimized for children and a selection of programs useful and interesting to children under the age of 12. The proposed Live Build is planned to be updated weekly. Initially, Debian Junior was aimed at improving standard Debian and maintaining a set of packages for children. The user environment is based on the ICEWM window manager, which allows it to be used even on outdated computers with a small amount of RAM. Thunar is supplied as a file manager, GNOME Web for web navigation, Dino IM for instant messaging, Evolution for email, LibreOffice for writing documents, VLC for playing multimedia content, Events for viewing PDFs, and Eye of GNOME for viewing images. The distro also includes educational applications such as GCompre, Stellarium, KTurtle, and PyCOGame. Fosh 0.43 has been released, a mobile desktop shell based on GNOME technologies and the GTK library. The environment is one of the unofficial GNOME projects and is used in post-market OS, Mobian, Droidian, and some firmware for Pine64 devices, and the Fedora edition for smartphones. Fosh uses the FOC composite server running on top of Wayland, as well as its own on-screen keyboard, Squeakboard. The project's code is distributed on the GPL v3 Plus license. The developers of the OpenWRT distribution, aimed at use in various network devices such as routers, switches, and access points, announced the transition to the APK package manager developed by the Alpine project. The previously used OPKG package manager has already been replaced by the APK toolkit. The OpenWRT 24.10 testing branch continues to use OPKG for now, but will be migrated to APK prior to final release. The OpenWRT 23.05 stable branch will continue to use OPKG until the end of its maintenance. Once the migration of the new package manager is complete, OPKG will be deprecated and will no longer be developed as part of the OpenWRT project. The move to APK will allow for more powerful package management capabilities. Reasons cited for the move include better handling of APK metadata and the ability to streamline the process of updating the entire system to a new version of the distribution. In addition, APK by default requires all packages to have valid digital signatures, unless the --allowed-untrusted option is specified, while OPKG does not check locally installed packages. The Arch Install 3.0 installer has been released, which has been included as an option in Arch Linux installation ISO images since April 2021. Arch Install runs in console mode and can be used instead of the default manual installation mode of the distribution. The Arch Install code is written in Python and is distributed under the GPL v3 license. Arch Install provides guided and automated modes of operation. In the automated mode, you can use scripts to deploy typical configurations. The installer also supports installation profiles for selecting and installing web server and DBMS components. Arch Install 3 has a completely redesigned console user interface, which has been converted to use the Curses library. Using Curses has made it possible to improve the appearance, increase the usability, and implement a more complex layout of interface elements, which now has a separate screen area with constantly visible menu. In addition, work has been done to improve the quality of the code and expand the coverage during testing. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll see you next week.